Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Caleb Williams, arms outstretched, shotgun snap. They rush four, moves up, now backpedals, now moves out of the pocket, gets a block, 15, far sideline, 10, Williams to the 5, dives to the pylon, and that is a Chicago touchdown. What a try to begin the season for the Chicago Bears, and their quarterback, a 9-yard touchdown run, Caleb Williams.
That is courtesy of Westwood One. That was the game against the Vikings, and Kevin Harlan was on the call. Kevin will be calling the game for Westwood One tonight alongside analyst Ross Tucker. He also paints pictures regardless of whether or not it's actually a play on the field. He'll tell you what's happening on the field if somebody's run on there. He'll tell you about the interesting things going on in a game, and he'll do it all with the same enthusiasm. It's why we love him. Kevin Harlan, thanks so much for joining Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Thanks for having me on. Good to hear your voices, and good to join you on this Monday.
Kevin, I know this is the second time you've seen the Bears up close and personal on a Monday night situation. What have you learned about the difference between maybe this team now compared to what you saw to start the season?
Well, it just seems like the quarterback is in a better situation overall. It seems like there is a plan, a cohesiveness. I mean, get some guys back on defense tonight, which is going to help. They're 2-2, and we've just seen them in the month of September, and I don't know that we really have a good read on these teams until we get to right about now, mid-October. And this is a team coming off a bye, and they've had a chance to win a couple games in a row. They enter the bye feeling good about themselves. They take on a team that was kind of a turning point for them a year ago when they were 4-2 and came to this stadium and lost on that weird play at the end, and then lost 10 consecutive games or 11 consecutive games, and the season kind of got out of hand. I don't sense that this team is like that this year. The overall feel you get from afar, and I'm not there at practice, and we've not talked to the coaches yet, and we've not seen every one of the games, but the feeling I get is that everything is connected, and there are no divisions. It is basically everybody holding onto the rope and pulling in the right direction, and of course, everything begins with the quarterback. As you see, you lose your quarterback, you're going to be rudderless, and they're hoping that this combination of Ben Johnson and Caleb is gonna produce, you know, a winning season. So I think they've got the right voice in his head. I think they've got the right parts around him. They got to run the ball better. That's a quarterback's best friend. But overall, 2-2 through the first month, I think they'd probably take that with a new coach and a new feel.
Yeah, no doubt. We actually were talking about this, Kevin, that we look at this game because, as you mentioned, because of the bye week is an inflection point for Ben Johnson. Like tomorrow, maybe we can evaluate him just a little bit more because he's been very transparent about the issues that the Bears have. So good point by you. I want to take it a little bit more general, too. This is a hell of a game that you guys are going to get to call. Obviously, the rematch of what went down last year with Tyreek Stevenson. You've got Jaden Daniels about Caleb Williams. How do you look at this game in general with all the different storylines?
Well, you mentioned Tyreek, and I think that, you know, he took a pretty good pounding last year with what happened when these two teams met last time. But I think he's come out on a very positive way. He has said publicly he's learned from it. He's better because of it. I think his play reflects it. It has been one of the feel-good stories out of what was a pretty clumsy situation. But overall, I kind of feel like it comes down to these quarterbacks. And tonight, Washington is without their two top receivers. They can run the ball, we know that, but they're beat up, and the Bears certainly have not had a chance to get everything organized on offense. The left tackle continues to be a kind of a revolving position. We're going to see a kid making his second start in the NFL there tonight,
yeah,
which is going to be great, and he's going to face some pretty good defensive pressure. This is a defensive pressure team that they've got, right, I think a top five quarterback pressure number right now, so they definitely will be aiming it at a young guy on that left tackle position, but they must feel pretty confident. A veteran's going to sit, and this kid's going to play, and I'm anxious to see him go, but it's going to come down to the quarterbacks, right? It always does, and we've got the two top picks in the 24 draft. One guy won the Heisman. The other guy won the, we've got, you can start drawing the parallels between the two of them. And while one had a more successful rookie season, was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, I think there's enough with Caleb right now that makes you feel that, you know what, now with the right voice, the right coaching, the right direction, the right kind of playbook, playing to his strengths, the self-scouting that happened during the bye week, I'd like to think we're going to see a noticeable leap. You just played that highlight from the first series of the season for the team at Soldier Field. They looked like, that was incredible. That was an unbelievable series. It's been tough to replicate, but at least they've got something on tape. At least they've got kind of a blueprint, and I'd like to think that is something they're going to grasp onto even more as they go into this next, 13-game stretch nonstop that they're going to be on. The bye came early,
yeah,
but I think actually for them, not too bad. 500, 2-2 in a division right now, which saw Detroit lose last night. Green Bay's 3-1-1. A win tonight for the Bears puts them right where they want to be. And I think there's every reason to think that if they play their kind of game and don't let things get out of hand, that they could have that victory and have that third victory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking to Westwood One play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. He's got the call on Westwood One tonight of the Bears and Commanders. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. What has been your impression? Because you did get to see that first drive, as we all did. New viewers of the Bears when it comes to Ben Johnson now at the helm. What has been your impression of just the contrast that you've seen out of this Bears team with Johnson as the head coach, whether it's in communications that you receive, the info that you get in your job where you're doing this, for example, calling tonight's game, or just as somebody who observes so many NFL games?
He comes from the kind of culture that the Bears want to grasp onto, which is a reinforced, communicative. There's a plan in place. There is a standard that needs to be set. And, you know, Ben was pursued heavily by Washington and decided to stay another year with Detroit. And I applaud him for that, because there have been head coaching offers that have come along during his rise as coordinator with the Lions. But he chose what he felt was the kind of situation and the kind of organization that he could really put his fingerprints on. So everything is still so early, and you need to let the thing breathe. At the same time, they are 2-2. They've got some parts they like, and I think they feel like, you know, overall, they've made the jump from what was a pretty disastrous run under Eberflus to what it is now. I think now you just kind of let the thing settle and just gain traction. And that's a hard thing for a fan, like a Bears fan in particular, that has waited so long, been so patient, continued to support, leaving frustrated. But with all that said, I think that the right parts are in place. Now, defensively, it's been a wreck, right? I mean, and Dennis Allen is a respected defensive guy when he takes this job with the Bears. Whether he's got the personnel to run what he wants, whether he's dealing with the two injuries, but he is going to get Kyler back tonight, which is going to be Greg Gordon's going to come back. They're going to get TJ back. That's going to help him. They're going to miss Grady tonight, and that's unfortunate. But this team defensively has got to give support to the offense. And when you read the term complementary football, it's real. That is a real thing. And if one side is letting the other down, the pressure builds, and a lot of times the performance is not what you want to see on the deficient side. So that defense has got to show some strides. They're missing their best cornerback, and he's on IR, and we know that story. But this team, I think, kind of feels like they can make some real headway in these next 13 games defensively. And I would guarantee you that if they do, the offense will benefit as much as the defense would. The offense would benefit from a stout defense, one that they can, you know, truly, you know, build a game plan around. But when one side's trying to carry the other, it is very tough. Now, tonight, Washington is going to run the ball. They do it well. Running quarterback amongst the best we've seen as an early quarterback in this league, throwing and running, and he'll test them tonight. And so maybe even more curious than how the two quarterbacks come out to play, I'm anxious to see how the Bears defense comes out and handles this, knowing that the two receivers are out. You pretty much know what Washington is going to do. They're going to run it and run it hard. And how do the Bears defensively respond to that tonight after the bye, after the self-scouting, and after the chance to get a couple of regulars back in their lineup?
Kevin Harlan, thank you so much for joining us. And we understand congratulations are in order. Your daughter Olivia and husband Sam just had their second child.
They did, yeah. Number 7 for us as a family. So we're keeping track. We've got 3 girls, and they are living their best lives. And our one daughter, you mentioned her, Olivia. She's overseas with her husband, and we just had our third boy. We've got 4 granddaughters. And count our blessings every day. But thank you for mentioning that.
Well, of course, congratulations to Kevin and Olivia. I know Olivia used to do a lot of work on TV, too, in sports, so we're familiar with her. And I can't wait until they're old enough to form a 7-on-7 team and you can do the play-by-play.
Well, I'll be the quarterback. I'll be ready to go. Thank you.
Kevin, you know we love any time something outside of the normal scope of the game happens. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
Well, let's get some animals and some drunks on the field.
I like that, the combination of animals and drunks on the field.
If there is a cat on the field, I know exactly who I'm turning to.
You know what?
To.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field tonight.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
He's the one that would do it. There's no doubt about it.
Out of the 3 of us, you're probably right.
I just need you. I sometimes wonder if you're just like sitting in your car or something and you see somebody walking in, or you're like, and they're walking into a grocery store. They're going to take the groceries home. You're the best. I can't even do the impression.
Well, no, because my wife is usually sitting in the co-pilot seat over there, and she says, you know, I think we've all heard you talk enough. Let's get some quiet time.
He's taking his shirt off.
We have not. If you need to vent to somebody or you need to get these calls out somewhere, please let us be your place.
Oh, my goodness.
You got it. You got it.
Thanks,
I'm in.
Man.
I'm in. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
We will.
I love being on your station. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Well, we love having you on, and congratulations again to you and Sam and Olivia and the family.
All
thank
your
you,
girls.
Kevin.
All those.
those girls. Good luck.
Thank you. I know it. Thank you very much.
I love how Grody volunteered me as tribute. Thanks so much, Kevin.
When he said, get out there, Marshall, I felt like I was in a game.
Oh, just now, God.
I felt like I was in a game. We've got to use that for something. Robbie, I know you're already cooking something up, aren't you?
Right.
And Tanny's sitting in the background, and I saw Tanny laughing. This is where the magic happens.
Bro, by the way, I know we got NFL to talk about, but I just saw this, that Kyle Hendricks might be retiring, might be announcing his retirement. How
is
about
it
that?
Wrong that I already thought that was happening?
I mean,
there were whispers.
Remember when we had Crane Kenny on, and Crane Kenny said on the radio, I've been talking to Kyle Hendricks, as in maybe he becomes an ambassador. Maybe he comes back to the Cubs in some way, shape, or form. So, and nothing is official yet. This is from John Heyman, that Kyle Hendricks is expected to retire. That's per the New York Post Sports. They have learned that, according to this tweet here, which I'm reading clumsily.
John Heyman. John Heyman.
I can't believe it! Yes, John Heyman. Yes.
I want Kevin Harlan to encourage you to do things now in his player.
I can't believe it!
What is that from?
Oh, man. You got to go down the Twitter sphere, but it's the best crash out I've seen in a while.
I would not have a problem with us playing that for Layla at some point in time in this show today. Can we do that?
I mean, we could do it next. We also got to talk about the NFC North, but Kevin Harlan, because he is so good at his job, also talked about it, too. So I feel like we're not taking any time away from that topic.
Let's do it.
All right.
Your call.
That and what we learned about the NFC North next on The Score.
Can't even believe it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.